So how can we attract scientific people? One is, we can say spiritual life is also a science. Yeah. The definition of science itself is a matter of ongoing healthy dispute within science. So broadly, I have a whole seminar on this, but I'll just try to explain briefly. If you consider this as a circle, as a body of scriptural knowledge. So within this circle, you can say there is one sector which agrees with modern science, one sector which disagrees with modern science, and most of it is that which transcends modern science. So science can neither prove nor disprove that there is a spiritual world where there's a bluish black cowherd boy wearing a peacock feather who is God. That is beyond the jurisdiction of science. It's not unscientific, it is trans-scientific. So our purpose is that we may sometimes talk about that scriptural knowledge that agrees with science. We might talk about, say, third canto, the description of the womb. There is advanced, it's described thousands of years ago, the stages of how the womb goes through. That's advanced scientific knowledge, you could say. Something like that, but that's not the thrust. Our purpose is not the part of scripture that agrees with science or disagrees with science. We have to get them to that part which transcends science. So one definition of science, which I talked about, is that, is the mainstream definition, is that you look for material explanations for material phenomena. Or it's called methodological naturalism in science. As at least the methodology, science looks for natural explanation for natural phenomena. So if we are going to equate science with methodological naturalism, then Krishna consciousness is trans-scientific. Then the whole thrust of the outreach could be, are there some questions that science doesn't address? And there are. And where do we get those answers? Einstein himself said that we can, he put it many different ways. He says, gravity can explain the falling of objects. Gravity can't explain people's falling in love. He said we can talk about the moral foundations of science, the ethical foundations of science. We can't talk about the scientific foundation of ethics. So that science is not science is tech, it's technically called, it's amoral. It's not moral, it's not immoral, it's amoral. It doesn't talk about morality. So best is to actually help them understand that there is a whole universe which of meaning which is not addressed by science. And that is what scripture provides. But within that, it's not just sentimentality. As you said, if we take the definition of science as a hypothesis, as an experiment, as a conclusion, then this is definitely, it is definitely something which is repeatable and experienceable. In that sense, it's not just sentimental. So we have to be resourceful and see what works. So it's best not to confront people in the initial stages. So say Big Bang theory or evolution or something like that, there is no need to get into those controversies, or say space research or whatever. The important thing is get them to the essentials. If we consider it from the perspective, in our practice of bhakti, how much does evolution or Big Bang or space research matter to our practice of bhakti? We hardly ever think about it. Then, when somebody is coming to Krishna, why do we have to present that? Oh, this theory is wrong, or this was not done, or that was done. Why? If that is not what we think about when you're practicing bhakti, why do we have to present it when they're introducing to bhakti? So we have to find out what is the smoothest way. See, sometimes, say for many people, something is not an obstacle. But we think it is an obstacle and we try to bring it down. Say, for most people, they approach science in a functional way. Even I have studied, I have talked with devotees who have PhDs in evolutionary science. And I ask, how do you reconcile the two? And they say, we use it functionally, this is for our profession. And so, they are here and Krishna is here. We have to find out what are the obstacles that are there in between and remove them. Sometimes you start criticizing evolution, or sometimes criticizing space research or whatever. Then that was not an obstacle for them, but your criticism makes it an obstacle. Oh, that means I have to give this up to come to Krishna. Then, so instead of removing obstacles, we may be ending up erecting obstacles. And that's a great disservice. So don't presume, don't presume anything about people just because they're scientifically minded. Focus on just trying to attract them to Krishna. Okay? Thank you.